This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that India's carbon dioxide emission has been reduced by 736 lakh metric tons due to the use of 20% ethanol blending in petrol. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Lok Sabha today, Mr. Gadkari today said that currently India is importing around 22 lakh crore rupees worth of fossil fuels annually. He said India needs to reduce its import bill on fossil fuels sources to become a developed nation. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that energy is the lifeline of the economy and India's energy consumption is rising rapidly. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today during the question hour, Mr. Puri said International Energy Agency has estimated that for the next 20 years, about 35% of the increase in demand for global energy will come from India as it is a rapidly growing economy. A total of 4.93 crore smart meters have been installed across the country, with 1.6 crore smart meters functioning in prepaid mode. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha today, Power Minister Manohar Lal informed that under the revamped distribution sector scheme, more than 20 crore smart meters have been sanctioned. Mr. Lal said the installation of prepaid meter, smart meter is being prioritized for government establishment, commercial, industrial and high load consumers. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in Imphal in Manipur, says in a two-day visit to the state from today. The president has accorded a guard of honor on her arrival. Later at the civic reception function at City Convention Center in Imphal, she will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various projects. Tomorrow, the president will be attending Nupi Lal observation and pay floral tribute at Nupi Lal Memorial Complex in Imphal, remembering the brave woman of Manipur who stood and fought for justice against the colonial British on 12 December 1939. She will then proceed to Senapati, where she will address a public gathering and lay the foundation stones and also inaugurate the projects. Later, she will also meet and interact with internally displaced person at Senapati headquarters. Union Minister Pralhad Joshi today reached Parliament by driving a green hydrogen-powered car to promote green energy. Later, talking to the media, he said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a movement for green hydrogen has been started. He said that for the manufacturing of green hydrogen, a national green hydrogen mission and other initiatives have been launched. Mr. Modi added that 24,000 crore rupees have been allocated through the production linked incentive scheme. The Rajya Sabha today held the inscription of Deepavali in the UNESCO's intangible cultural heritage list. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said it is a moment of immense national pride for the country. Deepavali has been inscribed on UNESCO's list of intangible cultural heritage of humanity, announced at the 20th UNESCO Intergovernmental Committee session at New Delhi Red Fort. It is the 16th Indian element on this list. Today is the last date for the second phase of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the 11 states and union territories. These include Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. The last date for submitting enumeration forms for all these 12 states and union territories earlier was the 4th of this month, letter which extended till today. However, the commission granted a separate extension for Kerala, allowing submissions until the 18th of this month. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has summoned IndiGo CEO Peter Albers this afternoon. Mr. Albers has been directed to appear before the DGCA amid widespread flight cancellations and delays across the country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.